When he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he walks me this I know. When he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he loves me, this I know. And when he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy, and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he loves me, this I know. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by the moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
There's an oasis. All you gotta do is take it, reach out for it. This is right here, this truth. Like back in 2010. I was going through a terrible time. The Lord just said, why don't you just start up this website? See, back then, God already knew what's out there today. You can't even go to church anymore because of this pestilence, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And here we got the perfect setting, you know?
Yeah.
But he saw back then coming, saw it coming. He said, it's up to his website.
Mm-hmm.
And it fits the glove. The hand fits the glove perfect. Mm-hmm. That's what everybody just said at home. All you got to do is sit at home and listen. Reach out, just believe it. It's so simple. It's too simple. There's a story old and it's often been told of how our Savior died. As the nail in his hands, he cried, he don't understand. As the blood flowed from his eye, how can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now?
How can you turn away from his side with tears in his eyes on the cross there he died? How can you refuse Jesus' love? As he hung there on the tree, he prayed for you and me. There was no one his pain to ease. Before he died, he faintly cried, Father, forgive them, please. How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side with tears in his eyes on the cross there he died? How can you refuse Jesus now? As he hung there on the tree, he prayed for you and me. There was no one his pain to ease. Before he died, he faintly cried, Father, forgive them, please. How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away with tears in his eyes on the cross there he died? How can you refuse Jesus now?
That's really at the end of the day, that's the only sin that you can commit, is reject Jesus, because he's the only one that can help you. And you don't say, I can't do that for nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But he sent a message. Brother Brennan, mm-hmm. Church Age Messenger. People reject it. Then he sent Brother Jackson. People reject it. People in the pulpit, they reject it. Now he's got this here. This is that red ribbon that's aside today. That ribbon that Rahab put on her door. Saved her whole family. Mm-hmm. All the people have to do is believe and consume it and forget about all that other garbage and so-called preaching out there. It don't mean nothing. Just a waste of time. I was thinking today, back in the Bible, the Old Testament, they worshipped this Moloch and this Baal and all that stuff, and they're not even alive. And all God said, children of Israel, just worship the true and living God. But see, Satan, what he's done today, it's still the same old as it was back then. But now they call it religion. Hutterite, Mennonite, Pentecost, any religion, you know. But back then it was God. Now, yeah, we look back. How crazy can you be? Worship some kind of a wooden thing there, you know.
That's right.
Today it's the same thing. That religion out there, it doesn't produce nothing. Nothing but an unfruitful mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is here, the message for the day and hour you're living in. Meet in due season, the message for your day, that's what it is. See, the minute the Lord moves on to the next era, Satan is there to make a denomination out of it.
Mm-hmm.
God is always moving on. That's why it's so important to get the message for your hour.
Mm-hmm.
This is here, right here. You can go out there and look, but you're just wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
And here now, the only crime you can commit at the end of the day is reject it.
Yeah, that's
people
right.
Rejecting it. Mm-hmm. I see them. They throw the books in the garbage, they burn them up, they send them back, and there goes their demise. There goes the destruction of their. Not only them, I can mention a name here. I send these books out to this guy, and because I like him, I cared about him. All his life, he's worked his. And so I sent him some books, and I run into him in town the other day. And I said, did you get the books? I said, yeah. So what do you do? And throw them out? Oh, some of them. I said, that's the worst thing he could have done. Because I saw what he did. When he throws these books out, or he burns them up, or sends them back, what they do, they're doing just exactly what Rahab would have done if she would have not had that red ribbon up in her house.
That's exactly
what they told her. Make sure you bring your whole family in here, and you will be saved. And it said, if you don't put that ribbon up there, we're not responsible for what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And she put that ribbon up there, and her whole family got saved.
Yeah.
God didn't look at the derelicts in there. She was a prostitute, even.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't care as long as he believed. Here's the same thing. If you believe this message, this is the message for your day, like that guy, what he did when he threw these books away, and I think probably threw them all away. I don't know. He said some of them. I said, oh, that's the worst thing he could have done. Like, I was face to face with the man.
Mm-hmm.
And I cared about the man. And he's got, I counted yesterday, I think he's got 8 children, but he's got 40 grandchildren. Now, what he could have done by just accepting the message for his day, he could have done exactly what Ray had done. Saved his whole family and his grandkids. God would have made a way for him somehow. But now, all down the tube.
Yeah.
He doesn't repent. And 2 weeks later, his wife died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like if Rhea would have just thrown that ribbon out the window there.
Yeah.
And then her whole family would have been destroyed.
Yeah. Would have been. Mm-hmm. They told her. See, this is kind of like an example, like a prelude.
Mm-hmm.
She said, they made it double sure. Make sure, if you don't have that ribbon, we're not responsible. See, here again, if you tear these books up, if you send them back, if you burn them up, we're not responsible for what they do. We're putting all our life's energy has been consumed just to get this word out.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we've done all our life, just to prepare us. Actually, that's the Lord did it. We didn't even do that. We just got it by the unseen hand. We're just sensitive to the Lord. He's prepared us for this hour to put it out there, take it or leave it. And here this guy, he throws the books here. So I think I sent him some Jeremy's testimony and messages that really, you know, you got to be dead, spiritually dead, not to let that thing move your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he throws them out. Guess what? 2-3 weeks later, his wife died. And God knows what's going to happen to his whole family and his grandchildren.
Yeah, there's usually a key person in a family line
that
God will, if they believe, their whole household will be saved. So that's usually the one that God will go after in order to save that whole family. So
that's what he told that one guy. If you believe, you and your whole household will be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow God will make it happen. And here, let's say this guy that I was talking to, he's a key person.
Mm-hmm. Like Cornelius that Peter went to see. Because he believed, he and his whole household were saved.
Yeah.
They believed in Jesus and they just were saved. Like it's usually a key guy in family that God touches and the rest will follow suit.
See, I could get involved. I could get broken up about it, but there's nothing I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to do everything I can for my family.
Mm-hmm.
And all day, look what I had to go through. And all they have to do is just read them, enjoy them, accept them, and believe them.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah.
That's all God required. All God required from Rahab, put that ribbon up. You're done. You're safe. If you don't do it, we're not responsible for what you do. It's the same thing. See, everything revolves.
Yeah.
Everything is
a principle of God never changes.
Yeah.
He uses the same principle. That's why he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's why you can go in the scripture and find his principle of doing things and then apply it to the now, to the today, because his principles do not change.
I don't know. There's nothing in us that has any value. Like Jesus did it all.
Mm-hmm.
He views me in garments as white as the snow simply because I believe that word.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I believe the message for our day. Brother Branham.
That is so true.
I believe Brother Jackson. Mm-hmm. A message for our day. Mm-hmm. When they went off the scene, the Lord kept moving, put us down to the river to test us to see if we qualify to bring forth. He didn't to bring forth that meat in due season. He didn't just. This is not a gee whiz and by golly.
Mm-hmm.
We're not following some delusion or something.
I can really vouch for that one. I was in Brandon one day, and I thought to myself, I was felt so down. Like, there's so many mistakes I could see in my life, and I thought, Lord, what do you see in me anyway? And he spoke to me just like that, spoke to my heart, and he said, because you believe this truth.
See?
Believe the word for your hour. And that's all he requires. You know, he knows our weakness there, like, and we're failures in ourselves. That's why Jesus came. There's sin, without sin. Jesus came without sin, so that he can take the sin of all mankind to himself and overcome it, and therefore we have a provided way.
It's so simple. He did it for us. Because we know we have nothing in us that
can. Right.
He watched us for 4,000 years. Nothing but destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And he came down and he took it upon himself. Because there's nothing we could do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And people would only just yield. This is it. But see, there's such a darkness out there.
Yeah.
Just surging. Mm-hmm. There's such a tremendous spiritual darkness. Even if you tell people, this is it, they still won't be. Look at you kind of like you're some kind of a zombie, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's so simple. Think about this. This one guy came into town. I don't know whether it's a true story. And he said, I'll be here till 6 o'clock in the evening, and you can come by, and I'll pay off all your debts. Wow. Made sure everybody in town heard it. There's a man sitting at the town hall there, and he's going to pay off everybody's debts if they only come.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come, and he's going to sign them a paper and pay your debts off. Well, crowd today, 5 o'clock, finally this one guy came around 5 o'clock and brought him a check, paid off his debts. 6 o'clock came, and it was it. And they came and asked this one guy, did you pay your debts off? Yeah. Right, here's the bill. Paid it all off. See, the whole town didn't come.
See, it was too easy. It looked too easy and too simple.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like here. Too easy, too simple. That can't be.
Yeah.
But that's the way God works in simplicity.
It's the principle of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing in us. And he honed me out when I was 7 years old for this job here. And you know what he put in me. You know, many times I wanted to give up, but I said, nah. What's the point of giving up? I'll just chip away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's going to work, but I'm not going to give up.
Mm-hmm.
And he put that inside of me that I'll never give up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to defense. Always going to the offense. Mm-hmm. Just charge on ahead. And here, treat it like trash.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not, you know, what can you do? When the man of Galilee hung upon a cruel tree, he was dying for sinners like me. As the blood came dripping down from the cross onto the ground, there was one drop he shed just for me, just for me, sins my soul, just to cleanse and make me whole. There was pardon extended to me, as the blood came dripping down from the cross unto the ground. There was one drop he shed just for me. When they pierced his precious eye, oh, forgive them now, we cry. There is pardon extended to me, as the blood and water came. Glory to his precious name, and that one drop he
shed just for me, just for me in the sins of my soul, just to cleanse and make me whole. There was pardon extended to me, as the blood came dripping down from the cross unto the ground. There was one drop he shed just for me. When with all the saints I stand over in the happy land, and its beauties I'm able to see, as I look upon his face, I shall thank him for his grace, and that one drop he shed just for me and sins my soul, just to cleanse and make me whole. There was pardon extended to me, as the blood came dripping down from the cross unto the ground. There was one drop he shed just for me. On Calvary's hill of sorrow, where sin's demands were paid, and rays of hope for tomorrow across our path were laid. I see a crimson stream of blood, it flows from Calvary, its waves which reach the throne of God are sweeping over me. Today in a condemnation abides to turn away my soul from his salvation, and in my heart to stay. I see a crimson stream of blood, it flows from Calvary, its waves which reach the throne of God are sweeping over me. When gloom and sadness whisper, you say no use to pray, I'll look away to Jesus, and he tells me to sing. I see a crimson stream of blood, it flows from Calvary, its waves which reach the throne of God are sweeping over me. And when we reach the portal where life forever reigns, the ransom hope's grand final will be this glad refrain. I see a crimson stream of blood, it flows from Calvary, its waves which reach the throne of God are sweeping over me. Yeah, Jesus asked the question, he asked himself that. And the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith? There's a reason he asked it, you know. Mm-hmm. And the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith on earth? And he answered it himself. And strife to enter in. So that means there's no faith out there. And you can mm-hmm. see it and wonder what's the darkness about mm-hmm. out there. Nobody believes. Everybody believes that Biden is president when he's not. Mm-hmm. He's stolen, you know. Mm-hmm. They love the lie, you know. And
Yeah, there's no faith.
Mm-hmm.
Look around you. Nobody believes.
Yeah.
Because faith, it says faith will be taken from mankind. Because they're drunk with the wine of the fornication.
Mm-hmm.
The inhabitants of the earth, you can read in Revelation, the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of that fornication, with that religious thing out there. Everywhere you go, religion. Like I said earlier, back then it was gods. Everybody worshipped these different gods. Today it's religion. The world has become drunk with the wine. The Vatican, Roman Catholic, religious fornication. Anything but Jesus, you know. Even preachers in the pulpit, they won't tell you the real thing. That God sent the prophet. What a baptism in Jesus' name. We got here, we hear, we tell it the way it is. You can't shut us down, even if you wanted to. Because God is in charge. The devil can't do nothing unless God allows it.
You can see how wicked actually things have become in this world. The wickedness that actually they can put up and pretend like Biden and pretend that it's real. That's how wicked this world has become.
Yeah.
And it's like the voices of the people that are upright are snuffed out and they're not even heard. That's how wicked this age has become.
Yeah, they threaten the people that do believe that he's not right after. Well, you're disconnected because you believe Trump is president. Well, it's the truth. Well, the Bible says darkness will become light, light will become dark in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. We're right in it.
And even like if you look at all the things that God's going to do with restoring Israel, with the Ezekiel 38, where he will be sanctified in the eyes of the heathen, and then with the two prophets coming on the scene, how they're going to prepare the women, and then in the middle of the week of Daniel, the Antichrist is going to kill them, and then what it says, like, and they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry and shall send gifts to one another because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth.
See?
People
are blind?
Yeah, see how blind people are? Like, they torment, they think people that are telling them the truth are tormenting them. But you know, it's quite something how the devil has everything twisted up and misled people, that when you tell people the truth, they think you are the ones tormenting them. But you know, they're the ones going to be tormented.
That's an upside down world.
It is. It's quite.
That's why we go through so much pressure on every side.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're having a great old time, really. We don't get caught up in the rhetoric that's out
right,
there, the darkness. It'll be light in the evening time, but it doesn't guarantee that the whole world will see that light, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it's light, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe this is it, because it don't affect us. Nice, ein und strong, das ein herrlich Flut, Lies von der Maschile der Quang, Und weinen ganzen Desire Wem ist dieses Wasser bekannt? O Seele, bitte dich komm und zu diesem herrlichen Strand. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, und glaube ich, es fließt für dich. Wohin dieser Strom sich nur einmal ergibt, da jubelt und jauchzt das Herz, das nun mehr den köstlichen Segen genießt, erlöset von Sorgen und Schmerz. O Seele, ich bitte dich,
kam und zu diesem herrlichen Stall sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig Glaube es fließt für mich. Der Strom ist gar tief und sein Wasser ist klar. Es schmeckt so lieblich und fein. Es heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. Ja, macht die Unreinsten rein. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und zu diesem herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser ist frei und mächtig lieb, und glaube, es lieset für mich. Das Wasser des Lebens, das ist diese Flut, durch Jesus erhielt es sie sieht, sein kostbares, teures und heiliges Blut, aus dem der vergaß er für mich. Aus Seele, ich bitte dich, komm, und zu diesem herrlichen Strahl, sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig lieb, o Glaube, es fließt für mich. Wenn der Stetter komme und tränke sich satt, so rufet der Geist und die Braut, nur wer in den Strom gewaschen sie hat, da danke sie Gottes und schau. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und zu diesem herrlichen Strahl. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig lieb. O Glaube, es fließt für dich.
You see that same thread, that same principle. Nur wer in den Strom gewaschen sie hat. Only those that have washed themselves. Only those that believe. See that same thread? Nur wer in den Strom gewaschen sie hat. Only those that have been washed. Only those that put that ribbon up. There had been ribbons up all through Jericho. Like, let's say the neighbor would have put one up too. They would not have destroyed that house either, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that ribbon up, they were looking for that ribbon, eh?
Yeah.
And here, in this song, they were looking for that, Nur wer in den Strom gewaschen sie hat. And here, it's true. Just that simple. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with us. Who are those two? It doesn't matter who those two are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Who cares who those two are? It's like how the Lord looks at things. It's a principle. Good stuff.
Yeah.
That darkness doesn't bother us out there. Unless we allow it to intimidate it.
This is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for the Lord to meet. All things are ready now, come on, I hear. Eat and have a meal to hear, the evening time is here. The God of this evil age has blinded the minds today of people who walk their own way according to God's own word, denying the things He's done, ascending His only Son accepting the creeds of man, rejecting the word of God. This is the evening time, it's later than evening. The bride is prepared now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come by now. I hear, he in heaven here to hear, the evening time is here. The darkness throughout the land, this world just can't understand. A prophet has walked this land, proclaiming the way to God. If you would be saved today, then follow the words he gave, accepting the word of God, for this is the evening time. This is the evening time, it's later than evening. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come by night. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is near. This is the evening time, it's later than evening. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now, come mine eye here. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here.
There's that same tread again. A prophet has walked his land, proclaiming the way to God. He boots on ground. And then up there it says, accepting the creeds of man, rejecting the word of God. That's what you got to do. Accept that Hutterite thing, you know, that Pentecostal thing, that Mennonite thing, anything but the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a creed, accepting the creeds of man. They'll accept that, but they're not going to accept truth, you know, the truth for your hour. You'd rather have the creed than here, accepting the creeds of man, rejecting the word of God. The principle of the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
The prophet has walked his land, proclaiming the way to God. It's very simple. The thing of it is, what's going to make, when this persecution comes, and this tribulation, and even in hell, what's going to be make it 10 times worse than it really is, it's the fact that they were warned,
yeah.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
they didn't heed the warning.
Yeah, that's the part of the conscience, where the conscience is going to be the torment,
yeah.
torment them, the worm
yeah.
that never dies.
They were told and they rejected it.
Mm-hmm.
That guy gave these books to that, threw them out. Over and over, I was told, I was given them. It even moved my heart. And I threw them out.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the pain of all pains, you know.
Yeah, that's that.
Not only for him, for his wife, for his family, everything involved, because you got to go back to the flip side of it. Rahab saved her family by believing.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy lost it all. 2 weeks later, his wife died.
Mm-hmm.
And what can you do? I mean, you could get yourself worked into depression, you know. But we're just doing what. You know, if you would really get involved, when you saw all his grandkids, 40 of them, and they were all affected by his decision to throw these books out. We hear about the war, we see the famine in the land. There's questions in little children's land. Trouble in the East again. The whole world is shaking with no safe place to stand. And the mournful sound is heard throughout the land. But I keep listening for a different sound. A sound at the city that
visions are coming now. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. But I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here, seeing the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. Oh, but I keep listening for a different sound. It's a sound of a city that John saw coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the Lamb. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. Oh, but I keep listening for a different sound. It's the sound of a city that John saw coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the Lamb. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different song.
I want to read you something here. Daniel chapter 5. This is the writing on the wall. I'll read it to you in the NIV. King Belshazzar gave a great banquet for 1,000 of his nobles and drank wine with them. While Belshazzar was drinking his wine, he gave orders to bring in the gold and silver goblets that Nebuchadnezzar, his father, had taken from the temple in Jerusalem, so that the king and his nobles, his wives, and his concubines might drink from them. So they brought in the gold goblets that had been taken from the temple of God in Jerusalem, and the king and his nobles, his wives, and his concubines drank from them. As they drank the wine, they praised the God of silver and of gold and of bronze, of iron and wood and stone. Suddenly the fingers of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall near the lampstand in the royal palace. The king watched as the hand as it wrote. And I just want you to notice here. When they took these goblets, they were meant for a sacred thing in the temple, and Nebuchadnezzar took them and they were brave enough to take them out there and drink from them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they push God to the limit, you know.
Yeah, kind of like their Waterloo.
That's where they met it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the final straw that broke the camel back and blood. Then that hand came out. Suddenly the fingers of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall near the lampstand in the royal palace. And the same thing's going to happen to America. There's something that's going to trigger God to just blow this thing, mm-hmm. kingdom come. That final thing where God said, I've had it. Suddenly the fingers of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall near the lampstand and the royal palace. The king watched the hand as it wrote. His face turned pale, and he was so frightened that his legs became weak and his knees were knocking. The king summoned the enchanters, astrologers, and diviners. Then he said to the wise men of Babylon, whoever reads this writing and tells me what it means will be clothed in purple and have a gold chain placed around his neck, and he will be made the third highest ruler in the kingdom. Then all the king's wise men came in, but they could not read the writing or tell the king what it meant. So King Belshazzar became even more terrified, and his face grew more pale. His nobles were baffled. The queen, hearing the voices of the king and his nobles, came into the banquet hall. "May the king live forever," she said. "Don't be alarmed, don't look so pale. There is a man in your kingdom who has the spirit of the gods, holy gods in him. The name in the time of your father he was found to have insight and intelligence and wisdom like that of the gods. Your father, King Nebuchadnezzar, appointed him chief of the magicians, enchanters, and astrologers and diviners. He did this because Daniel, whom the king called Belshazzar, was found to have a keen mind and knowledge and understanding, and also the ability to interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve difficult problems. Call for Daniel, and he will tell you what the writing means." But Daniel was brought before the king, and the king said to him, "Are you Daniel, one of the exiles my father the king brought from Judah? I have heard that the spirit of the gods is in you, and that you have insight, intelligence, and outstanding wisdom. The wise men and enchanters were brought before me to read his writing and tell me what it means, but they could not explain. Now I have heard that you are able to give interpretation to solve difficult problems. If you can read this writing and tell me what it means, you will be clothed in purple and have a gold chain placed around your neck, and you will be made the third highest ruler in the kingdom." Then Daniel answered the king, "You may keep your gifts for yourself and give your rewards to someone else. Nevertheless, I will read a writing for the king and tell him what it means. Your Majesty, the Most High God, gave your father Nebuchadnezzar sovereignty and greatness and glory and splendor. Because of the high position he gave him, all the nations and peoples of every language dreaded and feared him. Those the king wanted to put to death, he put to death. Those he wanted to spare, he spared. Those he wanted to promote, he promoted. And those he wanted to humble, he humbled. But when his heart became arrogant and hard with pride, he was disposed of from the throne, royal throne, and stripped of his glory. He was driven away from people and given the mind of an animal. He lived with the wild donkeys and ate grass like the ox. His body was drenched with dew of the heaven until he acknowledged that the Most High God is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and sets over them anyone he wishes. But you, Belshazzar, his son, have not humbled yourself, though you knew all this. Instead, you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. You had the goblets from his temple brought to you, see? That's what we met his water. You had the goblets from his temple brought to you, and you and your nobles, your wives, and your concubine drank from them. You praised the gods of silver and stone, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which cannot see or hear or understand. But you did not honor the God who holds in his hand your life and all your ways. Therefore he sent the hand that wrote the inscription. This is the inscription that was written. Many, many tekel parsim. Here is what these words mean. Many. God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. Tekel. You have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. In Paris, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Then at Belshazzar's command, Daniel was clothed in purple. A gold chain was placed around his neck, and he was proclaimed the third highest ruler in the kingdom. That very night, Belshazzar, king of the Babylonians, was slain, and Darius the Mede took over the kingdom at the age of 62. Heavenly Father, we just read your word. I just pray to give us wisdom how to execute this in the manner of the Lord. Let people see what you're looking at in the hour time that we're now living in. I just pray to give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Sometimes the Lord shows you something that, you, like in your own human mind, you think, well, what's the point of that? But yeah, I guess it was Tuesday. When I went to bed for about 2 hours, this whole episode went around and around in my mind about back in the day, maybe 2010 or somewhere around there. I was trucking and taking a load of freight down south somewhere, and I was about 10 miles in North Dakota, and a song came to me. This very episode, the king made a feast for a banquet where Belshazzar, and that's what I read you here, this picture was before my eyes, and in my heart I said, that's the beginning of George Washington's vision that he had over America, judgment on America. Mm-hmm. That's when it started. About 2010, and I shared it down to Grace and Truth, and everybody was kind of waiting for the next day to see the bullets fly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how God works. God has a starting point where He starts a process, and that's exactly when that process started, back about in 2010, for the judgment on America, and that George Washington's vision will be executed right to the T. It was beginning a point of no return, you know what I'm saying? And I know exactly that, exactly about 10 miles into about mine marker 206 into North Dakota. That's where it happened. And that was, like I say, that was the beginning of that George Washington vision. That's what's going on in America now. And I'm likely the only one that sees it. Everybody, you know, they just take everything for granted, you know. It's just business as usual. Biden is in as president and da-da-da. But they don't see behind the scenes. God is watching, observing everything, testing every individual. Because this planet here, no matter how people look at it, it's still a laboratory where God tests people to see if they qualify to go into that millennial reign. Mm-hmm. And people don't know that. They think it's business as usual. But that's when that thing started, that judgment started. On America, just like here, and there's the Belshazzar, you know, judgment on that the Babylonian kingdom. And there, started back in 2010, and when you look what's been happening in 2010, like I remember the day the Lord woke me up saying, I'm coming soon. I'm coming in your generation. You need to prepare yourself. And I, you know, it went into my DNA. It went into every I was consumed with it, and I kind of when it's so real to you, figure everybody else is hearing the same thing,
mm-hmm.
but you have to realize they didn't. You know, they just walk around, they're getting married, they're doing this, that, and the other, instead of preparing their hearts for the coming of the Lord, mm-hmm. because He's coming in our generation. And when they look around, you just see people so callous; they're completely unaware of the day and the hour that they're living in. That's why Jesus wept over Jerusalem, because the people didn't know the day and hour that they were living in. They didn't know the day of their visitation. It comes and goes, and people are so caught up in their own little world that they don't even realize what's going on around. Like look at everything that's been happening since 2010. That plane on the Hudson, miracles, and then these elections, and then Trump gets in. All these things are just signs toward the end, and then that pestilence, and these fires out in California. Everything is running, galloping towards the coming of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And people did just go about from day to day like, this is business as usual. And here, you and I, we see it happening. Just one right after another. One is barely gone, another catastrophe comes. That hurricane a few years back in the Bahamas, how that hurricane completely demolished that island there. And people just think it's business as usual.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I, we sit back here and we see exactly what's going on. We see the calamity. We see what's going on with this COVID-19. It's directed in the Bible. It's this pestilence. But see, what happens is then they bring in these masks and they kind of try to distract from what really is happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's God fulfilling Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last day, this is what will happen. Bird pangs, you know, and it's pestilence, plagues, all these. And what the devil does, he can't stop it from happening, but he's trying to cash in, trying to keep people occupied in another garbage, you know, wear masks. So people are so distracted from what's really happening if they would just stop and read the Bible and say, this is what's here. This is pestilence. It's it.
Give them a false security.
Yeah. Anything but the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the devil, he can't do nothing unless the Lord allows it. But what he's doing, he's cashing in on trying to deceive the people even more. Mm-hmm. They're just another one of these, and then they just go down the road alive, kicking a can down the road, instead of stopping. Like, I stop when I heard that boy saying, I'm coming soon. Mm-hmm. I stop and I begin to examine my heart, evaluate my own life, you know, turn myself to the Lord and set my priorities straight, get rid of this material life that I was living in, that how do I call an electrician and two or three jobs, and started set my face towards the heaven, getting ready for that voice that I heard, it consumed me.
Mm-hmm.
I lost interest in the things of this world, and I kind of took it for granted that everybody else doing the same thing, but after a while it became obvious, because all of a sudden I'm pegged as a lunatic, you know, I'm terminated from my own family, simply because I heard a voice saying, I'm coming soon. And I begin to look towards the heavenlies. And I begin to speak out against the corruption, trying to wake people up. And that was back in, that was back 30 years ago, you know. And to this day, you know, I told them water baptism in Jesus' name. I told them God sent a prophet. And I didn't know that at the time, but as I prepared myself, you know, because I heard a voice. I heard a voice speak to me 2 o'clock in the morning and wake me up, saying I'm coming soon. And like I said, it consumed me, and I just kind of took it for granted everybody else heard the same thing. And when I put it out there, as the Lord was leading me to prepare me for this day that we're now living in, I began to see the corruption. I began to let people know God sent a prophet. Like here it says in that song, a prophet has walked his land, proclaiming the way to God.
Mm-hmm.
If you would be saved today, then follow the words he gave. I followed the words he gave. I consumed it. I found a gold mine. I found a treasure that I didn't know had the Lord not spoken to me. I'd be like everybody else out there, continuing on down that path, nonchalant, you know, just like everybody else does. But I heard a voice, and it spoke to me, and it put me on a course that I had no control of. And here we are today. We're ready now for what's coming. It doesn't affect us that the whole world is falling apart. We prepared for this day and we've seen it coming. But what I'm trying to say is, and all of this happened back in 2020 or 2010 when the Lord began to start his ball to roll towards the coming of the Lord, towards the judgment on America, towards the restoration of that American thing. And you said something. I never saw it until you mentioned it. How when back at the birth of America, how God told that, now that angel told George Washington, how does it work now, that this is the birth,
and the process,
and the destiny.
Mm-hmm.
This process has been going on for 200 years to prepare America for her destiny. This is going to be her destiny, is that land beast is coming back to life. But right now, when you look at America, it doesn't look like much, you know, corrupt, but there's corrupting in the White House. They call it, they call him a president. But
it almost looks like a takeover, like a real siege.
Yeah.
That has taken over America. When you look at it, they've been working at it for a long time. With America, and that's I and for some reason the Lord allowed me to see all this with Kamala. I think they initially wanted that Kamala Harris, but it would have been a little too obvious for them, so they picked this Biden guy to put in as a puppet for them. I'm not gonna say he's president because he's not. He's a puppet to this organization. And then on November, I saw the election. It was a fraud. It's a fraud. It's stolen. The American people voted for Donald Trump. But all these entities throughout this world changed through a cyber attack, changed the votes, flipped the votes over to Biden. And they have proof and everything. But then what God allowed me to see, I saw Biden, and behind him I saw this multitudes of people behind him. Like, and it was a strong force.
Mm-hmm.
And the next time I saw him, I saw only Biden. And the next time I saw him, he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even exist. And God allowed me to see how these entities have infiltrated America through businesses, through social media. Those big tech companies have slowly invaded America, so that they can be ready for a takeover. And then they put up this phony puppet Biden to do their bidding. Now he's signing all these executive orders and reversing course, but that is, it's not real.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. But God is allowing it, it's to test people. Because in it all, this is still a laboratory. That
yeah.
God is testing people to see which side they're on.
Yeah.
And then when the testing is all over, the results are going to be that the lamb beast is going to be the one that's going to be left standing. That real America spirit is going to be what will be left in America.
Yeah. It's what you see in America now,
mm-hmm.
that dragon,
mm-hmm.
speaking as a dragon.
Yeah.
That's what you see, the left and all that. God is allowing, because it has to go through that process of preparing for America's final destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump will be president, but it will be cleansed. It'll be, all these people will be exposed, and
yeah.
they'll be arrested,
yeah.
and it'll be, I think quite a few of them will be hung.
Mm-hmm.
As I saw, I thought maybe they all should be shot. They're treason, but
well,
no.
If you look at
God,
it.
God says, they're going to be arrested
mm-hmm.
first and tried,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll be hung.
It's quite something when you look at it, how they can just take over a country like that. And the real president has to walk out of the White House. And this puppet, I don't even fully know if actually all these Democrats know what they have done, but it almost looks like they themselves it always says the end justifies the means. They don't know what the end is going to be, but they work for destruction, and they do not even know why they do it. And in the end, like you look at Venezuela, they were promised all this good stuff, right? And they fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. And people were blinded by what this communistic regime is all about. Free stuff, free health care, free this, free that. Oh, it looks so good to people. It looked like they're really going to be taken care of. All these God-given gifts, ability that he has given to us, are being taken away. And then one day they wake up and they're in shackles and they don't know how it happened. But those shackles, they started like in the 1900s already, coming into America, invading. And then 1963 was actually putting the nail in the coffin when the churches of America rejected the prophet of the age, his message, get back to the Word of God. They rejected it, sold out to materialism, sold out, going the road to Vaticanism. That's where that materialism all comes from, that commerce. It all leads back to Rome. So they aligned with them, sold their rights out, just like Esau sold his birthrights. These churches of America sold the Word of God for fame, fortune, materialism, and then slowly, bit by bit, America's society deteriorated, and all these invading forces could come in, and slowly take over. And then God raised up Ronald Reagan, and Ronald Reagan put a stop to all this corruption. And then what happened was the Bushes came in, the Clintons came in, the Obamas came in, and these are part of that New World Order regime, those globalists that want to have a one world government. That's the devil's agenda, is a one world government, but it's not in the Bible, so it can never happen. But he tries to materialize it into the minds of people that actually that he's allowed that, but he's not. What you see in America now is a phony. It is not real. Trump is president. Biden is not. Biden is a puppet that these globalists have managed by stealing the election right under from the American, right on from out from the Americans, in putting up this phony.
That stuff doesn't fizz us. It's but I saw all that in this election, and then Biden was taken over. I saw how God has taken the left, the Trump haters, the America haters, he's taken right into the Red Sea. Mm-hmm. That's what you see, and this thing down there now. They're in the Red Sea, and like you were saying, they don't even know what they're getting into. And these people, that these Egyptians, they went in the Red Sea, and they finally realized, hey, we're caught.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to happen with them. They cut their own throat, mm-hmm. just like Egyptians. They went in the Red Sea, and they saw the walls coming in, and they wandered out, and they couldn't get out anymore. Mm-hmm. They were trapped. Couldn't go back, because back there's chariots. They couldn't go ahead, because that pillar of fire was up ahead.
That's right.
And on the side there's water. The walls just caved in, and that's what you see. Because, see, this thing in America, it doesn't have a biblical mandate.
Mm-hmm.
God lets it go so far that he looks at his word, well, it's not going to happen, and he just yanks the devil back. The devil has no respect for the word of God, and he thinks he can take over the world, but he can't, because he doesn't have a mandate to do that. The only mandate he has is to take over Europe. That's his mandate, not the whole world, just the European world. And now he's going to have to go back eventually, because I was reading the other day, maybe you read it, that dragon, he's over in Europe. He's not here in America. Right now he's here in America, trying to take over the world. Take it over. Once he's got America, he's got the whole world. Because Reagan said, as America goes, the whole world goes. Now he wants America, but there again, he's on a leash.
Yeah.
And God lets him go so far, right up to the border, and then he pulls him back. And then, like that vision said, though the whole world against it, it will
united,
not
yeah.
united against destruction of America. Mm-hmm. It'll not happen. Mm-hmm. To you and me, it's just a great time to be alive to see how God, one of these days, is going to step up to the plate, and he's going to yank him back, because they don't have a mandate.
That's right.
The devil don't have a mandate. The left don't have a mandate. And like I say, that dragon, speaking as a dragon, it's only speaking as a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the heart of America.
No.
The heart of America is that land, L-E-M-B. And see, we can sit back and we can relax, but see, we have to get to put it out there, because people are so, man, they're messed up. They don't even know what's coming and going. Mm-hmm. They don't know who to believe, what to believe. And the media, they have brainwashed the people into believing Biden is a president.
Yeah.
When all the while he's not. He's a, he's a fraud. He's a phony. He's wicked.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got that scripture where it says in Daniel, wickedness.
The wicked will do.
Yeah, the wicked will do wickedly, and none of the wicked will understand. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what's going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
Scripture is being fulfilled right in front of our very eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another side to it. There's the good side to it.
Yeah.
And we follow the good side. We believe good side. We believe God raised up Trump to be president of the United States. And right then the Lord steps back. He see. When you look at Trump's president, it was so unique.
Mm-hmm.
He gave everybody an opportunity to be something. And at the end of the day, what did he do? They threw him under the bus.
Yeah.
Backstab him.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way God does. He gives everybody a chance. And then finally, when everybody's tested, okay, that's what you did. You chose your own destiny. Trump went, stretched out his neck for you guys, trusted you guys, gave you the job.
Mm-hmm.
And gave you an opportunity to build up this Republican Party. What do? You throw them under the bus, stab them in the back on the way out, and you join with the lefties, and you get into this treason thing. It's all, when you look back, it's all such a unique system. The way it was all set up with that January the 6th, you know, being where for these governors. They wouldn't even allow a 10-day reproof to check to see if this election was fraudulent. They wouldn't even allow that, most of them.
Yeah.
Just a handful. And that handful, how many in that handful really got stood to the ground, except that Josh Hawley. He's still standing to the ground. Mm-hmm. He's not my president, period. Mm-hmm. But see, that's, we're trying to draw a picture of what is really happening, the reality of it. Like, you try to tell people, you even get ostracized, you're getting thrown off Twitter, you're getting, even suggest that Biden is not president, you know? And see, that's how society has brainwashed. But see, you and I, we see beyond because we got a visit from the Lord. Mm-hmm. The Lord allowed us, He allowed me to see Trump being president. He allowed you to see that the whole election is just like before. And really, this thing is a phony. Mm-hmm. This thing is not going anywhere with that Biden thing. It's just a matter of patience.
Yeah.
And let the Lord run how God does. He lets this thing run its course.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere up the road is going to be it. Just like back in the days of Belshazzar, you know, he had lots of parties, he had lots of orgies and all that. But when he went in and he took these golden goblets that were designed for the Temple of Jerusalem, and that was it. And that hand, saw that hand came out and it just quite started writing.
Mm-hmm.
You bet your Waterloo, man.
Yeah.
You're done. You're toast. And that very day, the very night, the Medes and the Persians took over.
Yeah.
And that's, you see a repeat. I don't know if you see it the way I see it, but it's everything is a repeat, and the Lord allows the devil to go so far. Back in the days of the Belshazzar, that big party, but it took God to the limit, you know, and then he came in, and the Medes and the Persians took over, and it was a good government when the Medes and Persians took over. That Darius, these were good guys, you know. And here again, you see a repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Just the left are going to be arrested and tried and they're going to be terminated.
Mm-hmm.
And here again, it's the same thing. Back then, it was like that. And here again, the party. Something is going to trigger God. I think it might be this thing where they're trying to impeach a president that has done everything God wanted them to do for America. He left that thing smelling like a rose. And, Lord, I did everything you wanted me to do. We brought America back and got the people working, good to America, and God was pleased with Trump when he left. And now they're going to impeach him for what? Made up fables, accusing him of something that has absolutely nothing to do with it. And that might be the one that caused God to bring the writing on the wall.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. There's something that the straw that broke the camel's back. There's something that's going to trigger God to go on a move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what it is. Only God knows. That's why it takes patience, you know. We, everybody tell him, God's going to come true for us. God's, you know, that's all I, like I said, that's all I saw was they're being led in the Red Sea. And you can see in my Twitter thing, what I said, they're all being led like a slaughter right into the Red Sea. And the walls become cave again. They'll wonder what did we do to ourselves?
Yeah.
And here it is. But see, we have to see what's really going on in America. Like now, this thing down there, it looks pretty grim.
Mm-hmm.
And like we were saying earlier, when Jesus asked, when the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith on earth?
Mm-hmm.
And then you read that over in Israel, faith will be taken from the earth.
Mm-hmm. And the way of truth hidden.
The way of truth hidden.
Yeah.
Like, look around you. It's exactly, we're right in it. We're looking right at it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't, somehow it doesn't affect me.
Mm-hmm.
It does if you keep watching this garbage on the news, you know. Kind of slows you down a bit. Very depressing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no truth in there anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It's all lies. It's all fabricated. And like it says on the last is, truth will be evil spoken of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're right in it. We're looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst thing we can do to ourselves is listen to their garbage.
Yeah.
Because eventually you get sucked into their way of thinking.
That's right.
We got to stay with what the Lord has showed us. He let me see four times, I think. Back when 2016, when Trump again became president, I said to myself, if Hillary gets in, God is done with America.
Mm-hmm.
America is done. But see, God didn't allow it because he was right at the border of destroying America. And Trump got in, And then that told me God is restoring America back to its, to that land beast, you know. It'll take a while. And now here, he's given everybody an opportunity to prove who they really are. And he's doing a thorough job, you know. We thought he should go a different route, you know. We thought Trump should be president. He should be in with Feingold. But let's see what the Lord did. He pulled back and he allowed this corruption to come in and overtake just to prove what people are about, you know. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't know who these people are had the Lord not allowed it to run its course. How crooked they are, how wicked. Mm-hmm. Imagine being so wicked. Here Trump brings the country back from oblivion and for the last 4 years. And what did they do? They throw him under the bus. Mm-hmm. The wicked shall do wickedly and none of the wicked shall understand. And they're just like a bunch of blind idiots. That Mitch McConnell, that Lindsey Graham, all these people that Trump used to put him up on the podium here to get that opportunity to throw him under the bus. And you and I might have known. We kind of knew that Mike Pence was kind of a shady character.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But who knew that he would in broad daylight do the things he's doing?
Mm-hmm.
See, none of us knew. But see, the Lord allows it to run its course. He told me a long time, Sam, you don't understand. I got to let this thing run its course. Like back when the... When Brother Jack was taken off the scene, I was kind of, you know, I should go in and warn Alan and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Lord says, Sam, we got to let it run its course.
Yeah.
And then we sit back and you watch, man, look how wicked these people, these preachers in the pulpit become.
Mm-hmm.
Look what's out there now under that canopy that Brother Jackson laid for everybody. Look what they are. They turned into minefields.
Yeah.
And like I see, judgment must begin at the house of God. That's at the headquarters, at Faith Assembly, at where the lighthouse was. Judgment began there. And what have they done with the ministry of Brother Jackson? The same thing that the left has done to America.
Mm-hmm.
Sold it out. There they are, nothing but minefields. But God has preserved it, used you and I to preserve this truth and to let people know what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we reach back right to the Mennonites. And they're just as guilty as the world is for rejecting the prophet. The Mennonites are just as guilty as for rejecting Brother Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Jacksonites are going to be just as guilty for rejecting this ear truth. They ain't going to come flooding in here. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be some because that
if you look at the ratio for all the Branhamites that went with Brother Jackson, it's a very, very small number.
Yeah.
And but that's usually how God does it. He uses one man.
Yeah. One Brother Jackson. And he used one thing to do that, for sift that, and that's church order.
Yeah.
And he did go for it. And then
they
don't even call him Brother, they call him Junie. They don't have no respect for him whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't say Brother Junie, they say Junie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the world said about Brother, but he went off in the end. And here the Branhamites say, Junie. But God knows what they'll say to us.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter because that underworld, that dark world, really doesn't affect us.
No.
We're so far into the hallelujah era that nothing they say or do affects us.
Mm-hmm.
Like even that guy when they throw our books out and burn them up and reject them. That's for their demise. That's not... That doesn't affect us, none. Yeah, it kind of troubles you that, you know, that they care for their grandkids, that they care for their wife, that they care the destiny for their children.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got me on this course, because the Lord let me know, saying, you can't do nothing for your children.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one that can do something for them. All you got to do is follow me, and I will look after things.
Mm-hmm.
And here, all these people have to do is believe what we're saying here, and God look after the children, the grandchildren, and He'll make an expected end for them. And we're just trying to wake the world. Hey, this thing in America, it's a temporary thing. That dragon is speaking.
Mm-hmm.
They got no scripture. They got no mandate. They got nothing. And unless it's a mandate in the Bible, that's the only thing that will flourish. Because at the end of the day, and it's galloping towards that, the shaking of all things, that at the end of that shaking, there's only one thing that's going to be standing, and that's the true living Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I, we're guaranteed because we have done what we've done all our life, we're still with that word. Mm-hmm. You know, we, like it says, prophecies, tongues will cease, prophecy will fail, but the word of God endures forever. And that we have stuck with that word. That's what has directed us, is that word.
Mm-hmm.
And when the shaking will be done, this thing will stand. You can take it to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
This thing out there, that phony artificial presidency that they got down there, not even a president, this puppet that got down there, it's actually a joke.
Yes, it is. It is so, it's actually, you can actually not even comprehend it. That's how phony it is, that actually...
People are that stupid.
That this actually can happen. It's like, how is F actually that actually possible? That right under from the American people, they can steal this election and put up this empty vessel.
Yeah.
And use it to use America to get their way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
In broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
See, there again, God lets it go right up to the border,
mm-hmm.
and then he pulls the plug, he yanks it back, but he's given us, he let us see, he let you see the election just like before,
mm-hmm.
and let me see Trump coming out between all these boxes of ballots, and everybody was okay with him,
because
mm-hmm. he couldn't prove him wrong, so, but see, we got to yank, and I still don't know why, maybe I will know, maybe tomorrow sometime, why the Lord put this on my heart to have this conversation, mm-hmm. to yank people back into reality.
Yeah.
This is really what's happening.
Yeah.
This thing out there is not real. It's just as phony as anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it doesn't have a biblical mandate, it's just phony, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, to you and I,
mm-hmm.
but to the world, it's real. You know, you talked to that John Heisler the other day, and he didn't say one thing against Biden. Oh, it might be a good thing, blah, blah, blah. Oh, man. See how far people are? People, Christians, so-called.
Mm-hmm.
They believe the lie. And that's what I was going to get to. I just saw it here a while back in Second Thessalonians.
Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto you, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there be come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they shall believe a lie, and they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
See there, what's going on there is this scripture here being fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a delusion.
Mm-hmm.
But this is repeating itself back in the last part of the week,
mm-hmm.
you know, when that man of sin set themselves up in the temple of God, that's that Pope.
Mm-hmm.
But here, it's kind of like, you know, Satan repeats himself, because
mm-hmm.
that's all he does. He's repeating himself over and over and over again throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
And here you see this thing, exactly what's going to happen later on for the next phase.
Yeah.
You see, this is all just an illusion that America is
mm-hmm.
under now. And they believe in the lie. I saw today They're believing that, yeah, back there is that, but here is this. And God will send them a strong delusion that they'll believe a lie. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be damned by it, you know. They're walking mm-hmm. right into that trap. And you ask me, don't they really know? Apparently not. They're under, mm-hmm. they're under that delusion. Mm-hmm. They're believing the lie, you know.
I don't think they've sold themselves out to do wicked.
Yeah.
And what happens, well, God, the devil uses them to fulfill his wicked schemes. And I do not even think they themselves know what the devil is using them to do. I really do not think they
No, they don't. Do. Mm-hmm. Because it's like back when we talked about that Matthew Cox.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know what he's getting into when he walked away from the zero truth. Uh-huh. That Balaam didn't know what he's getting into when he went away from when he went into error.
Mm-hmm.
And here again, they didn't know what they're getting into when they walked away from the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it just repeats over and over. Back in the days of Balaam, back in the like when the churches rejected the prophet mm-hmm. of the age, they didn't know what they're getting into. Mm-hmm. Look what you got there now, pedophilia.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the same thing when the Brennanites didn't go and follow Brother Jack. Look what they got. Look at the mess that's out there mm-hmm. in the Brennan world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and feeding that serpent, you know, feeding off that bruised serpent.
Mm-hmm.
And here again, they don't know what they're getting into. Because
mm-hmm.
once you leave the truth, you know, you don't know what you're getting into.
Yeah,
that's why we're so vibrant to preserve this truth, because once you let it go, you got nowhere to go. Look at all these churches under Brother Jackson's watch. Look what they got themselves into by rejecting, not staying with the Word of God, not remembering the things that we mm-hmm. that they be taught. So over and over again, Brother Jack, remember, you better know what you believe, and you better know why you believe. Over and over again, and with like a red flag, a checkered flag, mm-hmm. know what you believe, know why you believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get the Scripture. Know the things you've been taught, mm-hmm. and then we get the vision about Gideon, and we get the dream about the minefield, and we got three solid anchors, and here we qualify to meet out that Ruth because we have a respect for the Word of God. Because
mm-hmm.
all our lives, that's what we use to guide us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's the principle of the Word of God. Sometimes it's not even written, but it's a principle that God has, like back at the days of Rahab. We don't have a red ribbon here to bring people in. But it's a principle that God has. He's always had a way of escape.
Mm-hmm.
He uses this here truth to bring people to that expected end. He's always had a way of escape. And as you watch, you'll see people coming on board. You'll see that eagle wants that meat. He doesn't care how he gets it. Mm-hmm. If that true eagle, where the carcass is, the eagles gather, they always go where that meat is. Mm-hmm. And he don't care what he has to do to get it. And then that living water, you know, come and drink out of the waters of life. That all just God's way of escape, you know. Mm-hmm. God always has a way of escape. God always has a sanctuary. But just because people don't take it, mm-hmm. that nothing God can do about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You go back into history, how God always has an oasis, so to speak, a way out. Back when, turn of the century, when the churches went into chaos, he raised up Brother Branham, and he had a way for America to go.
Yeah.
That are going down that destruction path.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just believe the prophet, and there will be no need for hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
See, they chose the wrong way, and they really didn't know what to get themselves into.
Mm-hmm.
And then along comes Brother Jackson, it's the same thing, repeat again, and here's going to be the same thing again. God has an oasis, he always had one,
mm-hmm.
but there's nothing God can do if people don't reach out for it. All they got to do is reach it, reach for it, they take it. But the conversation we had, you know, saying people would rather see their family go to hell, go into outer darkness, than believe anything we're saying here
mm-hmm.
to be legit.
Because
mm-hmm. they got this, they believe this lie, you know, there again, they believe that lie, like back in the end, it's the final lie of all lies. But here again, it's just repeating itself, repeating itself, repeating itself, that we're this low life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That this is a sexcapade, that instead of we're bringing out truth, they got people brainwashed. Ah, they can't be. And God had set it up this way. Mm-hmm. That the only way you can come in here is by revelation. Mm-hmm. He still is going to build his church on this, on revelation. It's not going to be built on popularity or anything like that. Mm-hmm. God, Jesus told Peter, and on this I'll build my church, on the rock of revelation. Mm-hmm. You got to get it from the Lord. That we're not this light by night that everybody's going out there and telling everybody.
It's exactly what Jesus said. Flesh and blood did not reveal it to you, but my Father which is in heaven. So it's the opposite of flesh and blood, building on flesh and blood, carnal kind of building on things, proselyting people. It's exactly opposite. You will either, God will add, or he will not add. We're not proselyting nobody.
Yeah.
It's going to be by revelation. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That church that's built on revelation cannot be moved.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You don't have to come in here by revelation. We're not this. Everybody's painting us. Mm-hmm. And you got to see President Trump as the president by revelation.
That's right.
Like these people are falling by the wayside.
Absolutely. That's what's wrong with a lot of American politicians and Americans. They did not receive, how would I say it, a word from God that Trump is president. So they have nothing to hold on to. So that's why you see so many people falling by the wayside, because they have nothing to, they were not given anything to hold on to. We were given something to hold on to. So we can hold on to something and know that Trump is president without a shadow of a doubt. Whereas a lot of people have not been given anything. Some of them will hold on to what other people are saying, and therefore they will be able to.
Yeah, they believe Mark Taylor.
Yes.
But even the prophets in America, the so-called prophets, now they're going back and apologizing that they had this thing wrong. They didn't have it wrong. You got to stay the course.
That's right.
Even if you stand alone, I always said, I'll stand, even if I stand alone.
Mm-hmm.
And little did I know that it's going to come down to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, everybody else, go, let them go. I'm not going, even if I have to die for it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care. I know Trump is president. I know this is the truth. I know this is the continuum from what Brother Jackson left us with. I know we're that. This is that lighthouse, and I talked to them, I'm blue in the face. All you have to do is come here, accept this truth, and you get all the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
That, just like back when Jesus brought that blood sacrifice to the Father, everybody that believes what Jesus did for them at Calvary has all the benefits that Jesus has now, even eternal life, just by believing it. And here, they're not. See, there's another, again, that principle that God has. If you believe Jesus, you got all the glory. And that early church, they believed the Apostle Paul, and they were a happy bunch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't do nothing for their salvation. All they could do was believe what Paul said.
Right.
And then it goes on, and to this day, it's a very same principle.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, Brother Branham, the Lord came and talked to me. This is my prophet. If you believe it, you'll be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Be blessed ever since.
That's right.
And then he went down to Brother Jackson. I believed him. So for he was continuing on. The Lord just gave me that one word. He did begin. The days of the voice when he shall begin. That's all I needed. This is continuing. That's that angel that spoke to Brother Branham. But he's using Brother Jackson's vocal cords. And I, no devil in hell is going to change my mind on that.
Yeah.
And then when he goes off the scene, it was the vision and the dreams and the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
We know we're right on course.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord, the Lord tested us too. And then he got us to write the exam. And then he qualified us to rule out that meat and due season. And who is then that wise and faithful servant? Then he told us to put up the lighthouse. That's all ordained of God, because he saw something in us. Something he put in us before the foundation of the world. But see, what happened is, throughout the course of our life, the Lord put in a lot of effort to get us to that place.
Yeah, he
it's
did.
Nothing in us. It's something the Lord put in us. We can't take credit for it.
Yeah.
Because God predestinated it back before the foundation of the world. And all we have to do is walk humbly before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Give him the credit. Give him the praise. Give him the glory for it. There's nothing in us that has any value. I mean, nothing but the blood of Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
And what I'm trying to say this week is, when I saw when I drove across the border, how that began to change the course of history for America. Now that vision is on, and now when you talked about the birth, the process, and the destiny,
mm-hmm.
now you see the destiny of what God created America to be.
Yeah.
That city on a hill, you know.
It's basically like coming to a rendezvous.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming to a rendezvous of testing. And then after this testing, you're going to see America shine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's what the birth, the process, and now the destiny.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This other stuff, it doesn't mean nothing. Mm-hmm. It's just a phone. It's just a dragon. Speaking mm-hmm. as a dragon, his left thing. It's just Satan.
Yeah.
Satan has no mandate here.
Yeah.
But God is using it. He let them do it to test people. This planet is still a laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
And rightly so, God has to test people somehow to see what for, to see if they're going to be found worthy
mm-hmm.
to escape, to see if they're going to be found worthy to go into that millennial reign, because the Bible says so.
Yeah.
Jesus said, those that will be found worthy to go into that millennium,
mm-hmm.
you know? Only those that will be found worthy. God, he was asked about marriage and different things, you know, our carnal people ask carnal questions,
mm-hmm.
and Jesus said, those that will be found worthy, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you have to be found worthy. That means this is a testing ground for each one of us to see if we'll be found worthy. Who is then that wise and faithful servant who's going to be found worthy to do what? To roll out that meat and new season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be found worthy to deliver that living water? Because it has to be somebody. It's not a supernatural thing that the Lord does. He uses somebody with boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then he uses that individual to roll out that living water.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to find the truth as you see it here, as you hear it here?
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere. They all water it down or walk on eggshells.
Yeah.
Here you hear it, right? If you like it or not, you hear it the way God wants it to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, that's what I saw. I saw myself going to, I was reminded back when I crossed that border. That's what you see in America, the beginning of George Washington's vision. And you can go back and read it. We're creating a country where all the people from all around the world can legally come and worship God and country.
Yeah.
We know the end is here. We know it's not going to be very long, but then it slips over into the millennium.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I believe you're going to have an American millennium.
Oh, yeah.
And you may even have President Trump as president over there in the millennium.
Mm-hmm.
But see, there's a lot of things we still don't know, but we do know enough to the principle, you know,
mm-hmm.
the principle of God.
Mm-hmm.
That some things are not written, but his principles, they never change.
Yeah.
It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's what I was trying to do, that I was trying to relate. That this week, this thing is so, it's so covered with all the garbage and mistakes
exactly.
that you really can't see.
Mm-hmm.
But why did the Lord remind me of that?
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of put it into the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this thing is real. This thing down there is phony.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to yank people back into reality.
Mm-hmm.
There is an America. There is a truth.
Yeah.
There is a president. God's not reversing course.
Exactly.
He's charging on ahead, but he has to go in limbo here to test the people and to let them walk right in that Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a season of time. And like back in the days of Belshazzar, there was something that the Lord was very displeased with. And then along comes that hand, and just down he goes.
Mm-hmm.
That very night, he was destroyed.
Yeah.
Kingdom. And the meat and the persons to go. And, same thing here, just a repeat. But we got to stay the course, you know. We just got to keep believing that Trump is president. And this thing is phony out there. It's a delusion. And once people are deluded, you can't tell them otherwise,
mm-hmm.
you know. You ever try it? when a person is deluded, you can't tell them nothing?
No, you can't. It's impossible. I tried down at Rona with this one guy. There was no way you're going to change his mind. Oh, he's got highfalutin people that he listens to. He's got doctors and nurses that he knows. And he's rather going to listen to them than me.
Oh, yeah. Then there's that girl, that Rebecca, mm-hmm. She's living in a deluge.
Yeah.
Finally he told her, it looks like you're not as aggressive as you used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how it is. See, the delusion is slowly wearing off.
Mm-hmm.
But when she was high in the delusion, you couldn't get in sideways for love nor money, no matter who told her, even her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, her, she's going to do whatever she's going to do. Mm-hmm. See, that's delusion, eh?
Yeah.
I used to be like that, too. When I first became a Christian, I was living in this delusion. But now, after you mature, you better go back to the Word. If you don't find it in the scripture, it's just an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Painted up as, mm-hmm. like the devil, he comes as an angel of light. He comes with the scripture. Oh, then you get to, even if he comes with the scripture, you got to really dig in. Is that really what it means? Yeah, there's a little curve he's coming out, like that Lyle guy comes in with this. This is really the Great Tribulation in 69 A.D., and he put it all together. He's just trying to lead you off course.
Exactly.
It comes down with something else. Is that really the cutoff? So sleazy. But see, there's something that's about it. Because we have experienced, we have educated ourselves, we've gone through all this stuff, and something is not smelling right. I would sometimes sit for a year. Something would bug me, something not sitting right until I got the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a deception, it's a mode of deception. He's trying to deceive you. And you just part ways, separate yourself from that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Lay aside every week, so your picture stays clear.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, we're qualified to do whatever. The Lord speaks to us, lets us know, yeah, we got some issues, but we're dealing with them. And sometimes he has to come and yank us back into reality ourselves,
Exactly.
But we're just trying to this. We can try for about 2 hours. He let me know. Walked me right through this thing in America. Scott Walker won that recount. Proof to the people that God is in charge. And then that landing on the Hudson River, that plane that landed on the Hudson River, he let me know angels in charge there.
Mm-hmm.
God is in charge of America now.
Mm-hmm.
And then he let me see this tremendous activity in the heavenly realm. It looked like, when the geese go south, how they're bunched up.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole sky is full of birds. That's what I saw every time I put my radar on. I saw in America all this activity.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know. It looked like angels. And then for weeks, maybe even months, all I did was see activity in the heavenly realm.
Mm-hmm.
In America. And the next time I looked, I stopped and I saw these angels were stationed exactly where God had ordained them from before the foundation of the world. You're going to need to protect this guy. You're going to need to protect this guy. Lynn Wood is going to need an angel. Sidney Powell is going to need an angel.
Mm-hmm.
All throughout America, these patrons, they're going to need angels.
Mm-hmm.
And there they were stationed wherever the God of heaven, mm-hmm. put them,
mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't see that activity, because now they're stationed,
Mm-hmm.
And now they're just waiting for the orders to go ahead and move on. And it was that activity that I saw. You have to see it through the eyes of faith, through mm-hmm. the eyes of the scripture, through the eyes of through your spiritual eyes. I don't know how you won't see it. You'll just go like everybody else, going down the road to destruction, walk right into the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I know what I saw. This thing doesn't scare me, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You just back away, let God be God, and let him do his thing. And there's so many things I saw for those 2 hours. Like the Lord walked me right through where it is today. This thing is speaking as a dragon. And the beautiful thing about that speaking as a dragon thing, it's only speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you continue to read on, you find it's over in Europe,
mm-hmm.
that dragon. You know, to finish off that last,
yeah.
that middle of that, to finish off that job in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't be the same two places at the same time. It's got to leave here and go over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? It's pretty much done. When he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he washed me this I know. When he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy, and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he loves me, this I know. And when he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy, and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he loves me, this I know. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by the moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. There's an oasis. All you gotta do is take it, reach out for it. This is right here, this truth. Like back in 2010. I was going through a terrible time. The Lord just was saying, why don't you just start up this website? See, back then, God already knew what's out there today. You can't even go to church anymore because of this pestilence, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And here we got the perfect setting, you know?
Yeah.
But he saw back then coming, saw it coming. It's up to his website.
Mm-hmm.
And it fits the glove. The hand fits the glove perfect. Mm-hmm. That's what everybody just said at home. All you got to do is sit at home and listen. Reach out, just believe it. It's so simple. It's too simple. There's a story old and it's often been told of how our Savior died. as the nail is hanged, he cried, he don't understand. As the blood flowed from his arm, how can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes, on the cross there he died. How can you refuse Jesus' love? As he hung there on the tree, he prayed for you and me. There was no one his pain to ease. Before he died, he faintly cried, Father, forgive them, please. How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes, on the cross there he died. How can you refuse Jesus now? As he hung there on the tree, he prayed for you and me. There was no one his pain to ease. Before he died, he faintly cried, Father, forgive them, please. How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes, on the cross there he died. How can you refuse Jesus now?
That's really at the end of the day, that's the only sin that you can commit is reject Jesus. Because he's the only one that can help you. Mm-hmm. And you know, I can't do nothing for nobody. Mm-hmm. But he sent a message. Brother Brennan. Mm-hmm. Church age messenger. People reject it. Then he sent Brother Jackson. People reject it. People in the pulpit have rejected it. Now he's got this here. This is a this is that red ribbon that aside today. That ribbon that Rahab put on her door. Saved her whole family. All the people have to do is believe and consume it and forget about all that other garbage and so-called preaching out there. It don't mean nothing. Just a waste of time. I was thinking today, back in the Bible, the Old Testament, they worshipped this Moloch and this Baal and all that stuff. And they're not even alive. And all God said, children of Israel, just worship the true and living God. But see, Satan, what he's done today, it's still the same old as it was back then. But now they call it religion. Hutterite, Mennonite, Pentecost, any religion, you know. But back then it was God. Now, yeah, we look back. How crazy can you be? Worship some kind of a wooden thing there, you know?
That's right.
Today it's the same thing. That religion out there, it doesn't produce nothing. Nothing but an unfruitful mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is here. The message for the day and hour you're living in. Meet in due season. The message for your day. That's what it is. See? The minute the Lord moves on to the next era, Satan is there to make a denomination out of it.
Mm-hmm.
God is always moving on. That's why it's so important to get the message for your hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's here, right here. You can go out there and look, but you're just wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here now. The only crime you can commit at the end of the day is reject it.
Yeah, that's
people
right.
Rejecting it. Mm-hmm. I see them. They throw the books in the garbage, they burn them up, they send them back, and there goes their demise. There,
there goes the destruction up there. Not only them, I can mention a name here. I send his books out to this guy, and because I like him, I cared about him. All his life, he's worked his. And so I sent him some books, and I ran into him in town the other day. And I said, did you get the books? I said, yeah. So what do you do? And throw them out? Oh, some of them. I said, that's the worst thing he could have done. Because mm-hmm. I saw what he did. When he throws these books out, or he burns them up, or sends them back, what they do, they're doing just exactly what Rahab would have done if she would have not had that red ribbon up mm-hmm. in her house.
That's exactly
right. They told her, make sure you bring your whole family in here, and you will be saved. And it said, if you don't put that ribbon up there, we're not responsible for what happens. Mm-hmm. And she put that ribbon.